is living now.
Is an ocean, you can drown me. The sweet embrace, the lovely taste, I taste and see. I'm under grace, the place to be. It means I'll never need an umbrella. I'm cool in the cold in the hot weather, whether or never I ever understand. I'm a man in the hands of great plans, to stand with faith and a life I never known to touch. And still I stop a clutch, but I'm like, what's the dream of? What's the hope in? What's to die for? Live to no end. This is living. The life I've been given is a gift. If I'm a living, I'm a living to death. So what's the dream of? What's the hope in? What's to die for? And live to no end. This is living. The life I've been given is a gift. If I'm a living, I'm a living.
Beautiful Saturday morning right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. And we are praising the Lord. It's the last Saturday of the month of October. And I want to say a warm good morning to all my listeners. To all the children listening to me. And John, this one says that beautiful day.
Ooh, wake up and smile. 'Cause it's been a while.
Wake up and smile because it's been a while.
Since I stopped so you could hold me, put this child away.
Welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Lord, you,
with me, Reverend Dr. Ike.
But I can't wait to get to, cause I can't let it take.
If by now you haven't celebrated your birthday in October, it means you are not one of these.
That you bring to my life. And, ooh,
and if you have not celebrated your birthday yet also, then it means that you just have December. Otherwise, you have celebrated already. But good morning to every one of you. And welcome to Generation 490 on Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is where young people gather to hear the word of God and have fun.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it's a beautiful day.
When trouble seems to rain on my dreams, it's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let a day go. Won't let a day go by. So put the drop top down.
And so call a friend and call another friend at a time. We have a wonderful topic for discussion this morning.
It's a love so true, I can never get enough of you. This feeling.
Good morning to all my constant listeners. To all those of you who've been calling and you've been texting us. God bless you so much for be part of this program.
Yeah.
I like it anytime you listen to us and you send us messages as form of contribution. Last week, in the studio, we spoke about the sons of Eli. An extensive topic on the sons of Eli. I want to believe you learned something good. Today, we have another package for you. Today, we shall be talking about the sons of Samuel. My guests are ready. They are from the Divine Worship Covenant Center. To praise the Lord, oh my soul. In a short while, my panelists will be introducing themselves. So today we'll be talking about all you need to know about Samuel and all you need to know about the sons of Samuel. Our aim is on the sons of Samuel. So get your Bible, get your pen, get your notebook, get a good place, and get your phone and text us on 0279100600. I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my son. Today's discussion will be very interesting. Guys, you are welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Thank you.
I'm welcoming all of you, not just one person. I say you are welcome to Sweet Melodies.
Thank you.
You are welcome to Generation 419 also.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I would like you to introduce yourselves to our friends who are listening to us. Let me start with you, our first gentleman.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
I go by the name Joel Kwekuganu.
Joel Kwekuganu. All right. So, from today you shall be called Joel. Please, how old are you?
Please, I'm 12 years old.
12 years old. All right. My next.
My name is Sinis Amano. I am a girl of 10 years old.
Hey, Eunice. No. Eunice Amano, 10 years old. All right. Let me, the next person.
My name is Sidela Odamintiamwa.
Sidela. What does it mean? What does Sidela mean?
Sidela means beautiful princess.
Oh, all of you, let's give her. Oh. Beautiful princess. Okay. Sidela, how old are you?
Please, I am 10 years old.
10 years old. Sidela. That's a beautiful name. Okay. My last gentleman.
I go by the name Ransford Ishen.
Ransford, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old. So, guys, like I said, you are welcome. Our friends are listening to us. And this morning, we will be talking about the sons of Samuel. Last week, if you were home and you were listening to us, we had an extensive discussion on the sons of Eli. Okay. And we discovered that Samuel was a young boy that Eli brought up. Okay. So
okay.
Eli brought Samuel up. Yes. He became a big man. He too has given birth.
Yes.
So now I want to look at who Samuel was and who were his children. I hope it's a good discussion to have this morning.
Yes, please.
Beautiful. So my panelists feel that it's a good discussion to have, a good topic to discuss this morning. So I think you at home too should agree with us. So you'll be texting us on 0279-100-600. It can be a normal text or it can be a WhatsApp. At a point in the program, I shall open the phone line and I think that you have to call in to make a good contribution. Assistant pastors, bishop, prophets, choir leaders, and all these categories of people, please, you are not allowed to call in. This is strictly for children and we are discussing the sons of Samuel. So I have with me Joel, I have Eunice, I have Sidela, and I have Ransford. Guys, we are back. Want to talk about Samuel. Where specifically can we find the story of Samuel? Which book can we find the story of Samuel?
First Samuel and Second Samuel.
First Samuel. I think specifically First Samuel.
First Samuel.
All right, so we would like to talk about Samuel a bit, and then we will zoom in to talk about his children. We are interested in his children.
Yes.
Last week, we spoke about the sons of Eli. So today, we are with the sons of Samuel. What do we know? What do we know about Samuel? Sidela. Sidela, I'll start with you. You are the beautiful princess. Mm-hmm. Show us something we don't know.
Please, what I know about Samuel is that
Samuel
was the last judge of Israel.
Samuel was the last judge of Israel.
According to 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 6.
1 Samuel 7, 6 tells us that Samuel was the last judge of Israel. Okay. What else do we know about Samuel? Ransford.
Samuel was the first son of Hannah, but not the first son of Elkanah.
Elkanah. So, Hannah, his parents were Hannah and Elkanah. Okay. But
was not the first
son
of Elkanah.
Of Elkanah. Elkanah had other children.
Yes,
I think it was around that time that Hannah was not giving birth. And he has to go to the temple and pray. You know those type of prayer. It is the prayer. So he went there, started praying, seeking the face of God and all that. And then even one time she was praying and Eli came there, and Eli thought that she was drunk. Remember that part of the story?
Yes.
And she said she wasn't drunk, so she was just praying from her heart. Okay, so we are also learning that Samuel was the first child of Hannah, but not the first child of Elkanah. All right. Joel, what do you have to say about Samuel?
Reverend E.K.
Yeah.
Samuel was a priest and a man of faith.
He was a priest. Yes, Samuel was a priest and a man of faith. So in 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1, that was where we were told that And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. So he was a priest. Even from a young age, he was a priest. Eunice, what do you also know about Samuel?
Rabbi Ike, yes. Please. Samuel was the first prophet of Israel, according to Acts chapter 3, verse 24.
He was the first prophet of
Israel.
Israel. So first Samuel, Acts 3, 24, says that, and likewise, all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and his successors onward also announced these days. All right, so we can safely say that Samuel was the first prophet after Moses. Beautiful. What else do you know about Samuel? Samuel. So he was a priest, yes.
Ransford. Samuel anointed two prophets.
Samuel anointed two prophets. Yes, that's beautiful.
Which were Saul and David.
Saul and David. That's splendid. Yes. Samuel lived enough to anoint two prophets, and those two prophets were those kings, actually kings over Israel. So he anointed the first two kings of Israel, who were Saul and David. Okay. Yes, what else do we know about? Yes, Joel.
Samuel was a miracle man.
He was a miracle man, or he was a miracle child. He was a miracle child. Okay, so around that time that Hannah was not conceiving, I mean, he used to pray endlessly, making promises to God. Okay. Yes, and then so people who were examples of other miracle children in the Bible, Isaac was a miracle child. Isaac was a miracle child. Ishmael was also a miracle child. Jacob and Esau, they were also miracle children. Yes, and then Samson. You remember Samson?
Yes, please.
Samson was also a miracle child. John the Baptist. Jesus was also a miracle child.
Yes.
A miraculous child. So Samuel was part of the of the list we have of miracle children. Okay.
Okay.
Who else? What else do we have to say about Samuel? What else do we have to say about Samuel? I also think that Samuel was a Nazarite. Yes, I can also say that about Samuel. So he was dedicated to God when he was very young, just like Samson. Yes. Okay. And with them, their hair were not cut.
Yes.
Okay. So in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, okay, Bible said that, and she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you indeed look upon the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give me your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall not touch his hair. Do you get it?
Yes.
So this same thing was said of Samson.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes,
it was the cutting of Samson's hair that brought about Samson's issues. You
yes.
remember?
Yes.
Yes. What else do we know about Samuel? Yes.
Samuel was part of the eight people God called twice.
Yes. Yes. That's beautiful. Yeah, God called some people in the Bible twice.
Yes.
We heard Simon.
Yeah.
Martha.
Moses.
Moses. Jacob. Abraham. So those people, we have Abraham. Abraham was called twice.
Yes.
Jacob was also called twice.
Yes.
He said there were eight. We have to fish
please.
Them out.
What Abraham, do we have?
Abraham.
Jacob.
Moses.
Moses.
Martha.
Martha was also part. Yes. Sidella. Saul, yes, Saul. Why has thou persecuted me? There's a scripture like that. Saul was also called twice.
Samuel
was also called twice. Samuel.
David.
Was David called twice? I doubt. David was not called twice. So we have Simon. Simon was called twice. Saul was called twice. Martha was called twice. Moses was called twice. Jacob was called twice. Abraham was also called twice.
Yes.
Jesus.
Jesus. It was Jesus who even said it. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Yes.
And so that makes it eight. Okay. So these are the things we know. And then we can also remember Samuel of his prayers. Samuel did nine prayers in the Bible. Okay. And then he led the greatest of the Passovers in his time. Okay. So those are the things we can say about Samuel. We can also say that when he was a child, he stayed with Eli.
Yes.
His pastor Eli. Who knows that story?
We all know because they taught us at church.
At church.
Yeah. Our Sunday school, madam.
Hey.
Very beautiful.
Very beautiful. So he stayed, the mother brought him to be with the pastor Eli. So he stayed with Eli, and Eli's children were in the same house. You know how sometimes you have to go and stay with your aunties.
Yes.
And
yes.
Her children, I mean, the same house. But then last week when we were having our discussion, it turned out that Samuel became a proper child, but the sons of Eli took another route. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, years down the lane, Samuel also grew up. He became a priest, like we were mentioning. He became a priest. He became a judge. I mean, he became a big man.
Man of faith
and all that. And he also had children. Okay. Now, let's come to the children of Eli. Who were they? Children of
Samuel.
Who were his sons?
They were Joel and Abijah.
Joel and Abijah. All right. Where can we find that in the scriptures? So that we go into the scriptures now. Where can we find about his children? Yes. Who is in 1 Samuel? 1 Samuel.
Yes.
Yeah, where are you reading from? 1 Samuel chapter... do 1 Samuel 8 and let's see whether we can find them there. 1 Samuel 8. So, you at home, you can send us your messages on 0279-100-600. You can text us on WhatsApp. You can also send us a normal text. We are talking about Prophet Samuel and his children.
1 Samuel chapter 8.
Okay.
When Samuel grew old,
okay,
he appointed his sons as judges,
okay,
for Israel.
Okay. Were the sons mentioned there?
No, please.
Continue and listen.
It was verse 2.
Verse 2. Okay, so read
the name of his firstborn was Joel.
The firstborn of Samuel was Joel. Firstborn, first son, Joel. Okay.
And the name of his second was Abijah.
Abijah. So the first child, firstborn, first son was Joel. And then the second was Abijah. Okay, so continue. I think verse 8 will help us.
And they served at Beersheba. Amen.
They served at Beersheba. Maybe let's do verse 3 and see.
But his sons did not walk in his way. They turned aside for dishonest gain,
okay,
and accepted bribes and perverted justice.
And perverted justice. Wow. Wow. So, Samuel grew up, Samuel had children, okay, and Samuel served God with his children. I mean, that's what the story is telling us. But when Samuel was old, I wish you could read that part again. That part again from the verse 1. Start from verse 1 and let's take them
First
one
Samuel
by one.
Chapter 8.
Okay.
When Samuel grew old.
Okay. When Samuel grew old, okay.
He appointed his sons as judge.
He appointed his sons as judges. Okay.
For Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abijah.
Okay.
And they served at Beersheba.
Okay.
But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after this harness gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice. So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah.
Okay.
They said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have." Verse 6. But when they said, "Give us a king to lead us," his displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord told him, "Listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king." Verse 8.
Up to verse 7 is okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Samuel grew old. Samuel made his children judges. The children didn't walk after Samuel.
Yes.
Samuel was a good guy.
Yeah.
The children, so what were the children doing in the scripture we learned? So let's fish out the things they were doing. Yes, number one.
They accepted bribes.
They were taking bribes. What other thing? I think they mentioned about four things over there. Eunice.
They were corrupt.
Accepting bribe makes you corrupt. Yes. Sidela. Is it Sidela? Am I mentioning the name well? Okay, Sidela.
They gained dishonesty.
You want to use the word dishonesty? Use it.
They gained sense in dishonest gains.
Okay. Let me read what I have here. Verse 3 says that, I think the answer is in verse 3. Let's go to verse 3.
Ransford,
read your verse 3 and let's
verse
hear
three.
You. Yes.
But his sons did not walk in his ways.
Number one, his sons did not walk in his ways. Okay, so Samuel was a pastor, he was a priest, he was a prophet. Do you understand?
Yes, please.
And his expectation was that his children would take after him. Do you see?
Yes, please. Uh-huh.
Every one of us, our parents, their prayers, are that we will take after them. We will walk after. If your father is a doctor, his prayer is that you also turn out to become a doctor. Do you understand?
Yes,
if your father is a pastor, his prayer is that you also become a goodly child or a godly child and walk after him. Okay. But here is the case that, unfortunately, his children, number one, they did not take after him. Because when Samuel was staying with Eli, he wasn't a bad boy.
Yes.
Yes.
He wasn't a bad boy. What's the second thing we can get from verse 3?
They turned aside after dishonest.
They turned aside
after dishonest gain.
After dishonest gain. What does it mean?
They did not follow their father and they turned their back. They turned their back to their father.
Okay. No, but we are trying to look out for the dishonesty. When we say somebody is dishonest, what does it mean? When we say somebody is dishonest, dishonest is the opposite of honesty. When we say you are honest, what does it mean?
Honest means you are truthful.
Honest means that you are truthful, okay?
Yes.
And dishonest means that
you are untruthful,
you are deceitful, you are a fraud person. Fraud. Do you know fraud?
Yes.
Dishonesty, deceitful. Okay.
Yes.
Mommy sent you to go and buy something. The thing cost 5 cedis. You came back to tell mommy that the thing is 10 cedis.
Mm.
That is deceitfulness. You are deceiving the other person. So it's a type of dishonesty. You are not an honest person.
Yes.
You cannot be trusted. Do you understand?
Yes, please.
Yes. So they turn aside deceitful gains, what they will get from the people. So number one, they didn't walk after, or they didn't take after their father. Number two, what happened? They turned aside deceitful gains. What happened again? Ransford. The third one.
They accepted bribes. And perverted justice.
So let's take the bribing side. What does it mean to accept bribe? Eunice, when we say somebody accept bribe, what does it mean? If you accept bribe, what is bribe? When we say you bribe somebody, what does it mean?
By stealing.
Yes, bribe is a type of stealing, or stealing is a type of bribing. But what does it mean? Yes, Ransford, you want to help
us? Taking something illegal.
So give us an example where bribing comes in.
By stealing.
No, so give us an example at school or at home where bribing comes in. Think about something. So you were doing something bad. Let's say that your sister caught you stealing. Okay, and tell your sister that, Charlie, I beg, the thing will share so that you don't go and report. So that is bribing. You are bribing the other person. Giving bribe and receiving bribe, they are all illegal. So Samuel's children took bribes. When people bring issue, okay, they look at who has money. So bribing didn't start today. You'll be hearing bribing and corruption in the country, bribing this. It didn't start from today. It started from a long time. People started taking bribe long time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So they took bribe. And then the last thing, what happened?
They perverted justice.
It's a big word. What does it mean to pervert justice? So to say that we know that clearly the issue that has come, we know that clearly person A is wrong and person B is right. But because person A can pay some bribe, you know, he can pay something, you know, we say that now person A is right and person B is correct. It's called perverting judgment or perverting justice. Do you get it?
Yes, please.
And these were the things Samuel's children were doing. In verse 4, what happened?
So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah.
Okay.
Verse 5, they said to him, "You are old and your sons do not walk in your ways.
Mm.
Now appoint a king."
So Ransford is okay. How did the elders know that Samuel's sons didn't walk in Samuel's ways? Who can help us with that? Yes, because you will.
Because if someone come with a case and the sons will look at the person who has money and talk to the person.
Okay.
And receive bribe.
They receive bribe. So it means that everybody could see what was happening.
Yes.
Everybody. So the elders said that, okay, in Peniforn, let's gather and go and see Samuel and put our problem before him. Perhaps he has something to tell us. So when they went, they told Samuel that we can clearly see that your children, they don't look like you at all. They have taken another path. Do you understand? Now,
yes.
In our time, what are some of the things we can do as children, okay, that will make us not to follow the path we are supposed to follow? Samuel's children, they were taking bribes. They were perverting judgments. What are some of the things we do in our time now as young people? Okay, that is equivalent to what Samuel's children were doing.
By lying.
Lying.
Stealing.
Stealing.
Disobeying.
Disobeying. Do you see? So the stealing is also a type of bribing. Okay, steal. 5 CDs is in the house. You don't know who is it for. No, you've taken it. He said no. You have found money in the house. Okay, and lying. And I think most of the time we lie easily. These are the things we do. We lie easily. Have we all stolen something before?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've all stolen before.
We've all stolen before. Cidella, you have not taken anything before. Why? There's nothing to steal. Your house, there's nothing to steal. Or your house is a rule. You don't steal. You have not stolen from anywhere before. Oh, you should pray for us. Oh. Child, after the program, Cidella will pray for us. You lay hands on us.
We can still see
that we are all thieves.
Yes,
even as young as you are. You have taken something, somebody's pencil, something.
Pastor's craft still before.
Cry. But the fact that everyone is doing it doesn't make it right.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes,
so
please.
At the point, the things Samuel's children were doing, they were too much. Stealing, telling lies. Telling lies is equivalent to perverting judgment. So you are lying. And lying is a spirit. Stealing is also a bad spirit. So when they get into you, it becomes a problem. All right. If you're grateful, come on. If I've just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3. And this is Generation 419. I'm here with the children from the Divine Worship Covenant Center. And we've been talking about the sons of Samuel. At this point, I'd like to open the phone line so that you can also call in and make your contribution. 0279-100-600. What do you have to say about Samuel? What do you have to say about the sons of Samuel? You can text us on 0279100600. I have a message here. Oh, my son. All right, I have a caller. Hello, good morning. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, my dear. Your name and where you are calling from, please.
Please, my name is Doctor. I'm calling from Bemakam.
Your name is what? Say again.
Doctor.
Doctor. Okay, doctor. What type of doctor are you?
Medical doctor.
Oh, okay. I thought you are a herbalist. Okay, so tell us. Tell us your contribution. Doctor from Bema Camp. Okay. You are a military doctor. All right. Go ahead, please. Doctor.
Yes, uncle.
Oh, we are listening to you. What's your contribution? What do you have to say?
Samuel was the son of Hannah.
Yes, Samuel was the son of Hannah and Elkanah. Thank you very much, Doctor. Keep listening to Generation 419. We know you are busy, but please listen to us.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So you can also call 0279100600. Okay, I have a caller here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Daddy. Reverend Yuki.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are calling from?
I'm calling from Weja.
You are calling from Weja? Oh, your children are here.
Daddy, what I was saying is that the parents.
Okay.
Samuel's mother, that's Hannah.
Okay.
Or the Neba Samuel for Aforo and Yamifi. Edema Neba Abrabo.
Okay.
They shared the story of Samuel in Sini. It's advice I'm doing my parents and they say, Yamma Yamma Kwan Abrina Grinina, Yamma Kwan 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 Kw offering. I thought parents to me, I said, you're trying your mouth offering. But we don't mind the mouth offering. No, I can't just over and sorry. Photo biscuit.
Hey.
My young couple wants to be. Now, wants to be top biscuit. Instead of a track on how to sew, how to see, and something like this. Obi wa kwa kola never stand this kwa no wa ba friends a brave fie na ba ya de ma me
ba chinabi obekase ba chinabi obe wo fufu no thank you so much
ye ntwe ni ye ma wonya me fie
ye
ye ndi ye do kon kwa pa ntin ye ndi ye do kon kwa
e bo
bo he da che
amen
amen
amen amen amen amen amen amen all right it's worth it and I have this one. This one says that my name is good morning. Say my name is hey Jose. I'm enjoying the program. Hi, good morning.
Good morning or good afternoon.
Good morning. Please, your name and where you are calling from.
Dockers
from Santana Market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There I am. There was someone who is there. Wama Eli Manu. Any year na I influence. Peer pressure.
Wow.
I was there. Na how mono.
It's true.
Wamu tu obi ye bi. He also announce ye. But one in butaya any day here nyango pa friend.
Amen.
Wama eno you know in kola na abang mister wamu se. Wamu ni wamu le mu wamu call mani mister ye bi angu nindi o hama hama.
Okay, thank you so much. Keep listening to Generation 419. All right, this one says that Reverend K, your program helps me to discover new things. I thought I knew, but I'm being more enlightened. This is Jedida from Ablekuma. Hey, Jedida, hi. Good morning to you. Nice to hear from you. Oh, my soul. This one said that a message is down. This one said, good morning, you guys. Okay, this message is not for me. You can also call in 0279 100 600. All right, so guys, how do we avoid becoming the sons of Samuel? Let me pick this call and then I'll come back.
All right.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling from. Hi, good morning. Oh, we've lost him. All right. So how do we, as children, help ourselves by not following the path of Samuel's children? Let me start from you, Ransford.
By appreciating what we have.
By appreciate, what does it mean to appreciate what we have?
Like maybe if you are giving something.
Okay.
For example, you say that this thing that you give, for example, like money.
Okay.
Your mother will be giving you money. You say this money is small.
Okay.
That, I think that's how you can appreciate what you have.
Yeah, you should appreciate so that you don't become greedy and go after other things. All right. I think the first Timothy chapter 6 verse 6 says that, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Okay. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Yes, what else can we do to avoid becoming like the sons of Samuel? Joel.
By we have to be active in the temple of God.
You have to be active in church.
By ushering, praises and worship, drumming, so many things.
So many things. By being active, do something in the church. Okay, if you attend church, don't go to church and come back like that. Try and do something in church, yes? What else can we do? Eunice, what can we do to avoid becoming sons of Samuel?
We have to take our Holy Bible seriously so that we can practice it.
Yes, yes. So whatever you are reading from the Bible, okay, you have the responsibility to practice the good things, okay, that you are reading from the Bible. You ask yourself that, is there a good example for me to follow? And is there a bad example for me to avoid? Okay, so practically, what we are discussing is a bad example. Sons of Samuel, it's a bad example. Joel and Abijah, they didn't do well. Okay, so I don't think that we should follow their footsteps. Okay, what else? Sidella, what else can we say? How can we avoid becoming the sons of Samuel as children?
By allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you in whatever you are doing.
I feel it. Allow the Holy Spirit. If these guys allowed the Holy Spirit to lead them, they wouldn't do what they did. And I think that the whole of the problem of Israel started from this thing. So at a point, God said that, look, the people who said they are looking for king, these elders who came to see you, it's not you that they are rejecting, but they are rejecting me. So because of that, kafe, mafe, then they had a king. Do you understand? And that brought about all their issues. I also feel that we can avoid becoming the sons of Samuel by listening to advice. Don't you think so?
Yes, please.
I'm sure Samuel would have called the children and told them that, Charlie, you guys, they are bringing me complaints that you are receiving bribes. You are not doing what is right. You are perverting judgment. You are giving wrong judgment and all. And I think that you should change. I'm sure you would have advised them several times.
Yes.
Joe, you want to say something? Yes, you would have advised them several times. But they would decide that, Charlie, we too, we are living our lives. Okay. So that is the danger about that. Okay. Now, what would be our final words to our friends who are listening to us? Our time is almost up. Let me start with you, Eunice. What is your final word to our friends who are listening to us?
My fellow young people, you have to study your Holy Bible seriously, so that you can go to church every day. Thank you.
Amen. Ransford.
My My final words to other young people is that they should listen to the good advice given to them by adults,
yes,
so that they can avoid the examples of Samuel's sons.
We should listen to advice so that we can avoid becoming like the sons of Samuel. Okay. And you see, sometimes you see, the fact that your father is good doesn't mean that you also turn out to be good. Oh, that's a deception. Okay, especially those of you that your fathers or your mothers are doing something in church. Okay, spirituality is not a family property. Okay, it's a personal thing to be spiritual, to know God and all those things. When one person in the family know God, it doesn't mean that it covers everybody in the family. All right, so you have a sole responsibility to know God yourself, and you are accountable for your life. Sidela.
According to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1,
yeah,
obey your parents in the Lord,
okay,
for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first promise.
Commandment with a promise.
This is the first commandment with a promise.
Okay.
My follow the young people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the advice I can give it to you. Always respect elderly people or any person you see around you.
God bless you so much. Joel, your final words to our listeners.
Reverend EK.
Yes.
My final word. I want to tell my fellow young people that we should allow the Holy Spirit to draw closer to us so that we'll be the doers of God's word, but not the listeners only.
Yes. Yes. That's beautiful.
Y'all want some more?
All right, so before we leave, I want you to give a shout out to anybody. Okay, where do I start from? Eunice, do you know shout out?
Oh, yes, please.
You mentioned, okay, so you, let me start with you, Joel. By the time we get to Eunice, we'll know what it is. Yes.
I greet.
So you say shout out to?
I shout out to my pastor, Reverend Joseph Yao Yamua.
Okay, Reverend Yao Yamua, God bless you, Joseph Yao Yamua. God bless you so much. He's actually the head pastor
of
Divine Covenant Worship Center. Okay. Reverend Joseph, God bless you so much for allowing your children to be on our show this morning. Yes, who else?
And our First Lady.
First Lady, yes.
Mama Pat.
Was Mama Pat at the camp?
Yes, please.
When we went for the camp, she was part
yes,
of us.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay, that's beautiful.
And my third.
To your class teacher.
Yes, please.
Your class teacher, who is he?
Auntie Olivia.
Okay. All right.
I want to shout out with Reverend Joseph Yaoyama.
Okay.
And Mama Pat.
You thank give shout you. Out to your parents too.
I want to give shout out to my parents.
Mention their names.
Hilda Hinfu.
Hey, Uma Midi na obonu Hilda Sanu. How could you feel? Boom. Hilda and who? Your father is?
Gilbert Amano.
Gilbert, okay.
I want to shout out to my parents called Mommy Doris.
Okay.
And Daddy Ernest.
Daddy Ernest. Oh, the mommy and daddy na kan ho. Sidela. Okay. Sidela, talk to me.
I want to shout out to Reverend Joseph Yaoyama.
Yes, Rev.
I want to shout out to our mama.
Okay, Pat. Mama Pat.
Patient.
Okay.
Mama patient.
Yamwa, yes. Uh-huh.
And I want to shout out to my parents, Mrs. Helena Jenfi and Mr. Vincent Intiamwa.
Okay, all right.
Okay, shout outs to Reverend Joseph Yaoyama, Auntie Pat, Auntie Shelley, Auntie Christabel, Auntie Louisa, my parents,
your class prefect,
my friends, and many more.
All your fans
all
out
the
there. Indeed, everybody wanna be like you. This is from the camp of Kirk Franklin. A God like you. Well, my name is Reverend Dr. Ike. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3. We had a nice time on Generation 419. The children from the Divine Covenant Worship Center. And we discussed about the sons of Samuel. Elaborate discussion. Fun one. It's been a blessing to all of you listening. Thank you so much for calling in and sending us your text messages. God willing, we shall meet next month. When we meet again, we will be in another month. So all of you who celebrated your birthday in the month of October, or you are yet to celebrate your birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy belated birthday. Belated happy birthday. And happy birthday in advance. Tomorrow is Sunday. So tomorrow, young person, if you are listening to me, try and go to church tomorrow. Look for a Bible believing church around you and attend. You can't be at home. The year is ending, oh. God have to see that you look serious.
Like a God,
there's no one like you. Don't mix next week edition of Generation 419.
No one like you.
There's
no one like you. There's no God like a God. There's no one like you.
What's your name? Reverend Claude, thank you so much and God bless you. Good morning. Shout out to you, Reverend Claude. At the Keep My Word Chapel International. And all the pastors at the Keep My Word Chapel International. Shout out to you, shout out to you. Like a gun. There's no one like you. So this is how I'm signing off. Bye. See you next week.
So cool. 94.3 FM. Don't touch that dial. 94.
Four hours a day, inspiring and informing. 94.3 megahertz.